Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Mem Hei. Resh Mem Hei, 245. As we do our second in the mitzvahs of Kilayim. As I mentioned yesterday, today I'll read it from the Rambam. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Kilayim, which interestingly is the first set of halachos in Sefer Zra'im. One would have thought that there would be others. Like if you look in Mishnayos, after in Zra'im, for the Peah Demai, and then Kilayim. Shviyas Shumas Mayas Mazasheni Chala Ola Bikurim. But in the Rambam, Sefer Shvi, the seventh Sefer is Sefer Zra'im, and the first set of halachos is Hilchos Kilayim. So, in the beginning of Hilchos Kilayim, he quotes that there are five Isurim that he is going to talk about. Those are the five parts of Shatnez, Kilayim, that we mentioned yesterday. Number one is today's mitzvah. Shelo Lizroa Zra'im Kilayim. Kilay Zra'im, cross-planting things. Then there's Shelo Lizroa Tfua O Yarek Bekerem. Then there's Tvua, mixing Tvua with a vineyard, as we will see. When is there Kilayim with trees? We'll see the only one is with a vine along with Tvua. Number three is what we discussed yesterday, Shalola Harbiya Behema Kilayim. Number four, we mentioned not to do Malacha with two different types of animals. We discussed yesterday, is there a comparison between the two? The Machlokas Ramam and the Rosh by one, would it apply to the other? And finally, Shalola Bosh Kilayim, that's what we call Shatnez. So those are the five. Three of them are in this Pasuk. Two of them are counted in this Parsha. Shatnez is not counted here, that's counted later in the Torah, because the Torah repeats it later on. Okay, so that's the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Kilayim. Says the, we didn't read the Pasuk, let's read the Pasuk. It's Chukosei Tishmaru, Behemtecha lo Sarbiya Kilayim, as we discussed yesterday, Sadecha lo Sizra Kilayim, your field, do not plant Kilayim in different types, Uveget Kilayim Sha'atnez lo Ya'ale Alecha, and Kilayim of Sha'atnez, do not let it not go up on you. So we will see that the focus of the Isurim, you take the Pesukim literally, your field, the Isur is Zeria, Lo Sizra Kilayim. As we will see, once it's done, there's a grafted fruit, various fruit that we know are not purebreds. There's no Isur, as we'll see in the Chinuch. It says Lo Sizra Kilayim. And then Beged Kilayim Shan is Lo Ya'ale Alecha. By Shan is, the Isur is not creating it, it's wearing it. Lo Ya'ale Alecha. So if somebody is in the business of making clothing and selling it to non-Jews, so then that wouldn't be a problem. It's an issue about the what if a Jew wants to buy it. But the Torah is specific. It's meduyak. It's lo sizra kilayim and shatnez of begadim lo ya'ale alecha. Okay, so let's see what the chinuch has to say. Shel lizro azro kilay zroim v'lo nar kiv ilon b'shem makom ba'aretz. Two parts to the Isser, as he will talk about, not to cross-plant seeds. We'll have to see seeds of what? And not to graft a tree with another tree. We're not allowed to plant together two types of seeds. Kagon, chita v'saora, to plant wheat and barley together. Opol va'adasha, or beans and lentils. Biyachad, planting them together, that is the Isser. Be'eretz Yisrael dafka, the first half. There are two Isurim. The first half of Kilay Zra'im is dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Be'eretz Yisrael dafka. Shene'emar, sadacha lo sizra. So this first part of Kilay, of the Kilayim mitzvah, Kilay Zra'im, is only in Eretz Yisrael. Shenamar tzadcha lo sizra Kilayim, as it says, your field, do not plant Kilayim, uba apirish alav, shebesadeh, sheyihye lanu ba'aretz akasim medaber. As we'll see, the second half is not limited, but tzadcha lo sizra Kilayim is only in Eretz Yisrael. It is a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. The other ones are more assays, Truma and Meiser, the Chulu. But here's a Los Assay that is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Continuing Mishar Shia Mitzvah, what's the message of the Mitzvah? Kasafti Mashiach Dati B'Mitzvah Kodemes. First of all, look in yesterday's Mitzvah. As we discussed, in terms of playing God, like the Ramban says, creating new Minim. V'chein B'Mitzvah Machashefa B'Seder Mishpatim. Mitzvah Los Assay Hey. And as I wrote earlier, I alluded to this yesterday, Mitzvah Samach Beis. The 62nd mitzvah in Parshat Mishpatim, that there is an isser of keeping alive a witch, a machashef. And there, I'll read it today, the chinuch mentioned, Shashem Baruch Hu sam betchila sabriya l'chodavar v'davar b'divrei olam, teva lifo pulaso. Hashem created nature and ways that items function. V'tziva kol echad lifo pa'alo l'minei. And he commanded each one, each action to each item, each being, to function according to its kind. And therefore, a machashef or a machashefa likes to mess around with these orders of the world, as the Chinuch alluded to there, she goes to the dark side and brings, creates certain elements that are negative spiritually in the world. So the Chinuch here alludes to that, also creating new minim is not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Even Al Pi Kabbalah, the Tamba Das, with Sternbach quotes from the Zohar, right here, that talks about the Isser of the Chumrah, of the Isser of Kilayim, Shechok Bashamayim, Shekol Dover Shegadol Ba'aretz Yishlo Mazal Lamala, Vugadol Bakach Elyon, as the Gemara says, that every blade of grass that shakes in the wind, that was a Gzera from above. So there's a Mazal, there's a parallel to everything physical, in the spiritual realm. Like the Gemara says in Tainis, the Yerushalayim Shalmata, and there's the Yerushalayim Shalmala. So there's a parallel. The four people that we know in Tanakh that were called double by Hashem, Avram, Avram, Moshe, Moshe, right, Yaakov, Yaakov, and Shmuel, Shmuel. The four people, what does that mean? So the Medrash says, because their Lamala and Lamata were perfect mirror images of each other. They reached their potential. That's the mirror images. So too, there's a mirror image of every blade of grass. Ulchal Esav Esav Yishorish Mishalo. Ukishim Arev Haminim. When we mix up the types, Mekalkel B'chuko Shamayim, we destroy what's in heaven, upogim biyasod v'shorot smichas haperis. That's why the Zohar is very stringent in terms of this Isser of Kilayim. Okay, so now let's get into the halachas, many halachas related to the Isser of Kilayim. Let's do what we can in the time that we have. Midini ha-mitzvah. Shvash amr zachorim l'vracha. First of all, the Chinuch says, if you look at the beginning, Moed Katan, it says, she'echad hazoreyav echad ha-menacheshu ha-mechapet ba'afar. It doesn't matter what act I do, whether I put the seeds in the ground, or I weed, which helps it grow, or I just cover up seeds with dirt. Somebody else put the dirt on the seed on the floor. I'm now covering up with dirt. All those are part of the Zriya process. And therefore, just like you're not allowed to do any of those on Shabbos, just like many of those are usher during Shemitah, when you have to let the land lie fallow, so too, during this is regarding this Isser of Kilayim, it could also be included. Kulan bechlal zriya hein lokos alehen. They are all included in zriya to get malchus for. Ubein shechipo san biyado baraglo. Even if you do it with your foot, it's not like there's a shinoi and it's any less. Sometimes people cover seeds with their feet, pushing dirt. Or afilu bechli al kulan loke. All of them are loke. And the chinuch continues. Vahazoreya ba'atitz nakuv kizoreya be'eretz mamishu. If somebody plants in a flower pot with a hole at the bottom of it. So yeah, somebody has a potted plant in front of their house. But it has a hole at the bottom, and therefore it gets to the ground. It's connected. That's like planting in the earth. That's like planting there for many halakas. The Menachas Chinuch in Oz Dalid discusses, what about an atzit she'eino nakuv? That's always an interesting case the Gemara brings up. What about a flower pot that does not have a hole in the bottom of it? It's a flower pot. It's an indoor, it could be made for indoors, but it doesn't, even if it's outside. So the din that says the Menachas Chinuch has a rei abad she'enu nakuv l'biya rav mechaber. The Chinuch doesn't mention it. The Rambam says that one gets makas mardus, which usually reflects that it is an Isser d'Rabbanan. Not every Isser d'Rabbanan gets Malchus Mardus. The Menachas Chinuch discusses that in this paragraph here. Just because someone, a Rishon, does not quote Malchus Mardus does not mean that it is not also d'Rabbanan. There are certain ones, in the footnotes he quotes from the Magi and the Mishnah Lamelach, that any Isser d'Rabbanan that has a Shorish, an Iker Minat Torah, those would get Malchus Mardus, others would just be Isser d'Rabbanan. Either way, that is the discussion of a flower pot. Comes up. In Shiloh, sometimes people have little plants on their windowsill that get intermixed with each other. So is that an issue? If somebody has kilayim of zrom, somebody's growing different spices, edible spices, or anything of the like in a flower pot. So is that the issue of kilayim? So it could be asad rabbanan. Asad rabbanan is an asad sheino nakuv. Continuing. Umash amr zein asad mishim kilay zron ala b'zrom arul ma'achal adam. Kilayim is only daraisa, only by items that are edible. Aval zrom hamarim. But if it's bitter, afilo omdim l'refuos b'nei adam, even if it's used for medicine, there is no isser daraisa of kilay zraim. That is all part one of the isser. Intermixing grains, intermixing legumes, right? Any of those, that is kilay zraim. And there are details about how far, we'll talk about soon, how far one has to leave in between for it not to violate the isser of kilay zraim. But then there's the second half of this avera, and that is trees. When is there an issue regarding trees? If I'm planting a couple of trees in my backyard, what do I have to worry about? If I want to plant a pomegranate tree and an apple tree and an orange tree, and I want to maybe intermix a couple of things in between. The This is also included. But, says the Chinuch, on a Daraisa level, maybe even on a Darabana level in certain cases, the Isser of Kilai Ilanos is only grafting two different types of trees together, creating a new growth. Certain fruit that we buy in the stores is a combination of grafted fruit. So we'll see. You're not allowed to make those, but there's not going to be a problem to buy those. If I put together a tapuach, which will translate as an apple, but it might not be an apple, it might be a different type of citrus fruit, be'esrog, with an esrog, anything that is two types, so that is going to be usher to be grafted. And this, as we'll see later, is even in Chutz La'aretz. Part one is only in Eretz Yisrael, Kilai Zeraim, Kilai Ilanos, which is included here, which is grafting two different types of trees. That is even in Chutz La'aretz. Aval Derech Zuria, but Derech Zuria could go in Lizra, Zera Ilan Im Zeraim, but to plant a tree next to grain, Davar Zem Mutter, Afilu Chanchila. All of that is Mutter. Trees and grains aren't Kilayim with each other. Only tree and tree itself cross-grafting, with one exception. Chutz Min HaKerem. Except for a vineyard, which is a separate issur daraisa of kilei hakerem, which comes up later in the Torah, by the Hashem in Parshas Kiseitse. Continuing, v'yamru zacharnam avracha shazorei zoram kilayim b'chena markiv ilanos kilayim af al pi sheyish malchus b'kalechan me'elu hara elu mutarin ba'achila. No problem whatsoever, b'di'evan. Somebody violates kilei zraim, or kilei ilanos. You cross graft the tree. That's usher, but it doesn't create forbidden fruit. Once it's done. Let's say certain types of, I don't know, they have combinations of clementines and tangerines and peaches and all different types. You look exactly what's a graft. It's 100% mutter. It's not a misal b'aveira. It doesn't label the fruit. The act, as we saw in the pasuk, lo sizra. That's the iser. Shlo nesar elizri aslan bilvad. That's the only thing that's aser. V'cheni tiyulika yucho shalila shurka b'kalayim. And also, you're allowed to plant the tree that was already horkav. It was already horkav. You're not doing anything more. It's already grafted. That is not a problem. Okay. So now the Chinuch gets into, based on the Rambam, what are considered different types? There are three categories within Zra'im. And you can't plant them any together. First of all, Tvua. What's Tvua? These are the five grains. We know the first Mishnah in Challah, the Mishnah in in Psachim. What do you need? The five grains. Wheat, spelt, rye, barley, oats. The five grains, those are all Kilayim with each other. Those are all Tvua. Kidneys are the... if you look in the footnote here, he talks about Shar Zroim, Hanechal Mo'adam. The Rambam discusses this in the beginning of Hilchas Kilayim. This is what the Chinuch is quoting from. That's what I just quoted. Hasheni nikra kitnis, what we call kitnios. Anything that's edible in these in types of grain, not grains, but in those legumes and the like that are not the five grains: beans, peas, lentils, rice, millet, sesame. All of these are included in the second category. Again, all of those are kilayim with each other. And then the third are the zeroni gina. Those are all that are not roi lamachal adam. Those are seeds that will turn into something. The seeds of onions and garlic and that will, turnips, that will produce. Those are the three categories of tfua that is discussed here in the Rambam and in the Chinuch. If you, turn over for a moment, the Chinuch says that the first mission in Shkalim tells us that like we mentioned yesterday, on the first day of Adar, the Bezdin made an announcement, everybody go into their fields and check if over the winter the grains and the have been overrun. They overran each other. The Kalechad Yosei L'ginaso L'sadeyu Menake Oso Mehen, and everybody has to go out and clean them and make sure they're separated. How much? What does separation mean? So we skip the paragraph, but there are certain dimensions, certain distances that Chazal require in order for there to be a separation, which we'll get to more. But for Kol Shein Shnei Minim, continues the Chinuch, Af Al Pi Shedomim Mitzuras, and Asur Mishim Kilayim. If you have two things, even though they look similar, they're Asur Mishim Kilayim. And if it's Shem Echad, if it's one type, even if they look a little different, it is okay. If you look in The Minchas Chinuch, in Os Yud Aleph discusses that yes, this was done on the first day of Adar, but 2 weeks later, on the 15th day of Adar, Shluchei Bezdin went out and checked. And they checked to see what was, if people listened. See the Minchas Chinuch, Ubechalamoid Pesach Gamkein. They also went out a month later. Uben Nimsa Kilayim Mishir and Iskar Le'el. And if they find that people did not remove their Kilayim, they were Mafkir as Kalasada. They will mafkir the fields as a knas. Ayin Rambam Perakim of Sklaim Malacha Tesvav through Yitzayin. That's what the Rambam says. It's a Mishnah. It's the Mishnah is in Shkolim. But if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says, Barishona, what happened? So at first, what they do, they used to rip out the Kalayim themselves and throw it into the street. And the Baal Batim said, thanks! I needed that. So they realized that wasn't punishing them, that was just doing helping them out. So Hiskinu Sheyu Mafkirin is Kalasada Sheyim Subo Kalayim. So they made a takana that they would just mafkir the field. This is one of the places where Bezdin uses their rights based on Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That is the principle throughout Shas where Bezdin has authority over the Dine Mumminus of the Jewish people. And if Bezdin wants to take somebody's money and be mafkir, they can. There are two sources for this in Maseches Gittin on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, either a pasuk in Ezra or a pasuk in Yehoshua. The two psukim both connote that Bezdin has the power to be mafkir. One of the psukim denotes, according to the Rashba there, that not only could Bezdin take away from one, but they could give to another. Not only could they be mafkir, but they could also be makna, which is a huge discussion in the Achronim. The Menchas Chinuch here in Os Yud Aleph wonders whether Bezdin has to actually be mafkir, or it's automatic. But Sarachian, he says in Os Yud Aleph, "Im a bezdin mafkiran o tahavi hefker me'atzmo. Im lo kansu rakatua zusha besade aval guf asade eno hefker o efter de guf asade havi hefker." And also, did they only make the fruits or the grains hefker, but the field still belongs to the person, or did they mafkir the whole field? That's not clear. Ubevade pashut shegam balasad yachol zakus b'kochav to the alma. Merchazana says even the owner could reacquire his items back, but still the kass will kick in again until he gets rid of the kelayim. But either way, that is the Menchas Chinuch Ha'ara that the Mishnah in Kelayim, and the Rambam quotes, that they were konis. There are two other examples where Bezdin was created a knas on a large group of people. Number one are those who don't remove their Kelayim. Number two is, mentioned in a few places, that Bizman Bayesheni, the Levium did not really come up to the Beis HaMikdash. They stayed in Bavel. So Ezra was konis them and said that we don't have to give Maaser Risho to the Levium anymore. By Truma, you can't make such a knas, because Truma is Asur Misa B'dei Shemayim for a Zar to eat. Maaser Rishon is a mitzvah to give it to the Levium. But if Yisrael eats Maaser Rishon, all he's doing is stealing from the Levium. There's no Isser inherently in it. So Ezra, using the power of Hefker Bezin Hefker, he made a knas. Forget it. Levium didn't come up from Bayesheni, so therefore they didn't come to the second Aliyah, so therefore he was Gozer and Kones against them. So that's another area when we see Chachamim using their power of knas. A third case, which is interesting, mentioned in the second Mishnah in Maseches Midos. What happens, we know that Levium and Kohanim worked throughout the night. And Levium used to guard certain areas, and Kohanim used to guard certain areas. Levium also did as well, open and close the doors. But the first Mishnah in Midos says, "B'shloshim makamos Kohanim shomer meveis hamigdash." They guarded during the night. The Beis Avtinas, Beis Anitzo. It's what happened if a Kohen fell asleep on the job during the night. They used to have people who used to check. So Omer lo ish harabaya shalom alecha nika shehu yashteid chol to b'maklo. They used to give him a patch with a stick. V'rishus hayalo lisrof es ksuso. They can light their shirt on fire. Well, their shirt on fire. So the Mishnah says. So, l'chor, it's not a case of sakaras afashas. They'll wake up when they feel the smoke, and they're not gonna let it get that far. But that's in the third case. If you look at the Talmidei Talmudis, he quotes all these three cases as examples of knasos that are based on hefker, bezdin hefker. Good. Then next paragraph, we're not gonna go into the details, but the Chinuch discusses that a lot of hilchos kelayim, and it's a challenging masechta to learn in the Mishnayos. A lot of hilchos kelayim have to do with what it looks like to an outsider. And if you look, it's a beautiful piece in the Torah Zrayim on kelayim in the beginning of the Maseches Kelayim. He discusses that on a deoraisa level, kelayim might be about not just what what joins together in the yunica, in the nutrition that it gets from the ground, but a lot of it might be what it looks like in terms of maris ayin. And that is why many halachas of kelayim, it's about distance of does it look like that it's together. For example, there's a Mishnah kelayim that says, if I have two fields, but one of them comes to a point, it's shaped like a diamond, and my next field is shaped like a square. So there's only touching one point. That's not kelayim. Even though they're right next to each other, because it doesn't look separate. This looks like one field, this looks like another field. On a Daraisa level, this is. A lot of Hilchos Kelayim is not the irbuv together, but it's just how it looks. The Chinuch talks about, again, based on Mishnayos and Kelayim, if you just push away the leaves from each other in certain cases, that prevents Kelayim, even though they don't change where they're growing. Or, for example, on the bottom of the page, the Chinuch says, all these halachas only apply in your field. But let's say you have tomatoes, and your friend has cucumbers. You could go right next to each other if they belong to two different people. Why? Because it's not kelayim when it belongs to two different people. It's only sadcha lo sizra kelayim. A lot of kelayim, even on a daraisa level, has to do with maris ayin, how it looks. Usually we have that principle on a drabanan level. But this is even on a Daraisa level, we have the principle. Again, there's a lot here. Let us just do a little more. Says the Chinuch in the continuation. V'noeg towards the end. V'noeg Yisrael Kelai Yisrael B'Zrayim V'Rakevus applies to men and women. Be'eretz Yisrael B'Vad Kamosho Amarnu. Part 1 only applies in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz you're allowed. Afilu Ba'aretz Einu Yisrael El Yisrael. Only to Jews, not to non-Jews. And then he says, as we mentioned, Kol Zeh Amarnu Dafke B'Kelai Yisrael. Only the first part of this Aveir is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Kelai Ilanos, cross-grafting trees, applies even in Chutz La'aretz. V'Overal Zeh, if somebody violates this and plants Kelai Yisrael, they are Chayiv. They are Chayiv Malkus. Menachas Chinuch has a beautiful Lamdish discussion in Os Chaf, where he discusses one doesn't get Malkus until there is Hashrusha. Until, if I just throw seeds on the ground, so that I don't get Malkus yet. There has to be Hashrusha. To call Zmandalo Hishrish, how are you commanded Manchi Bakada? If it's just lying on the ground, it didn't take root yet, I didn't do anything yet, and there's no Kilayim, and that's for Kilei Akarim too. But even though that's the case, you don't call it a lav she'in b'maisa. Even though you're only violate 3 days later, once it's taken root, and at that moment you're not doing an aveira, you're not doing a maisa, but it's linked back to the original maisa. This is not. You can have a lav she'in b'maisa, which just takes time to violate. The act was putting the seeds down, even though you only violate later on, once there is hashrusha. And he compares it on the first white line, it's like when you cook something on Shabbos. You put it on the fire, you're not chayiv yet until after it gets cooked, but you're chayiv for the original act. You have to have the original act. What happens if you picked it up before you had the hashrusha? Then you're going to be potter. You're not going to be chayiv. By bishul on Shabbos, if you took it off beforehand, it's okay, you're going to be putter. So that's what the Menachas Chinuch discusses. This doesn't work so well. If you remember, way back when we spoke about in Parshas Yisro, I don't know if I mentioned this in the mitzvah shir then, but in the Menachas Chinuch, in the Mosach of Shabbos, under Zriya, he says something different than he says here. He says, on Shabbos, if I put a seed on the ground, I'm chayev right away. Even without Hashrasha. So Machlok between the Menachas Chinuch and the Rishash in Shabbos Ayin Gimel, but he says there, right when you put it down, if you pick it up afterwards, you're already chayev, even without the Hashrasha. Fascinating. Anyway, that's the Menachas Chinuch here in Os Chaf. Again, this is the Isra of Kilayim. There's a lot more, but we'll stop here. And Mezrat Hashem, everybody should have a good Shabbos. And Mezrat will continue next week with other Mitzvot Atliyos Ba'aretz. Coming up is Arla, Netaravai, and others. Okay, we'll stop here.